Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the number one chill spot. My name is Winnie. It's my pleasure to be here with you guys today as we join together to wind down after a long day and we drink tea. How are you guys doing, my loves? How are you guys feeling? What are you guys up to? Today's proverb of the day is Huān shuì mòo yú, to fish in the troubled waters. Take advantage of difficult situations. Whatever you're going through in this current moment, embrace it. Take advantage of this difficult situation because you will grow like the phoenix soaring through the sky. Before we get started with today's episode, I would like to pose a question. How many of you guys would purchase apples from the grocery stores, put them in the bottom of the refrigerator, and forget all about them? By the time you go ahead and reach for the apples, they have gone bad. That's because if you never see the apples, you will never eat the apples. It's time to redesign your environment. How, you might ask? Well, the next time you buy apples, buy a large display bowl and place the apples in the middle of the kitchen where you can see it. Because if you see it, you can eat it. Where you lay your head every day, this is your sanctuary. Treat it like so. You ever realize that when you have a clean room, it just makes you happier? Tidy room is a tidy mind. You see, when you clean your room, there's harmony, there's balance, and that brings peace and comfort. You want to come home to a clean bed, a clean room. If you find yourself playing too many video games, unplug the console and put it somewhere out of your reach. Accessibility to that video game makes it easy to follow the same habit if you realize that playing video games takes up too much time. The same goes for cell phones. If you can't seem to get any work done, leave your phone in another room. You will be amazed by how much work you completed without any distraction. I bring this up to say that this ancient Chinese concept of arranging your place, your space, it's called feng shui. The word feng means wind, shui means water. And so the literal meaning refers to the culmination of elements of nature. This is because two out of the five elements represents the way of wind and water, is a way of life where one can change their energies, which can help them achieve and strive for success and abundance in life. From the Taoist belief of qi, breath, energy of life, and positioning any objects to enhance the flow and positive energy of the environment. Adding one of the five elements, which are water, fire, wood, earth, and metal. For example, you can add live plants. I would recommend purchasing a money tree, as this represents new beginnings, good fortune to the year. Each new roots will spread and grow, signifying abundance. There are professional feng shui masters who are hired to come up with the layout and design through interior planning. It's important to take into account the direction, the positioning of the building to optimize for the abundance of good luck and prosperity coming your way, of balancing the yin and the yang. In order to do so, these professional masters, they use what we call fa hua tu. Remember I said in a previous episode that the number 8 is a lucky number? Well, again, you see this in the energy map. This map symbolizes the 8 natural phenomena, which are heaven, earth, thunder, wind, water, fire, mountains, and lakes. All of this to say that a stable and a harmonious environment is where everything has a place and a purpose. This Chinese concept of feng shui, it's about being attuned to our environment, our sanctuary, and our space, because our space fosters peace and stillness. Design your own environment and become the architect of your life. Feng shui helps us to understand the balance between mankind and nature and how to increase the flow of positive energy coming your way. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and you found it helpful. Knowledge is always meant to be shared, and I will see you on the other side.